The 15th to the 21st of March is Safe Asleep for Babies Week, something that's well publicised, certainly in the UK and also in the USA. What we're talking about here is safer sleep to reduce the risk of sudden infant death syndrome, also known as SIDS, cot death or crib death. This is the sudden, unexpected and unexplained death of a baby during their sleep, when no cause is found after a post-mortem examination, so nothing like an infection or a metabolic disorder can explain the death. The majority of sudden unexplained deaths of children occur in babies under the age of one, particularly under the age of 6 months. And thankfully, it isn't that common. In Switzerland, 9 children die every year due to sudden infant death syndrome, accounting for around 4% of all deaths in infancy. Rates of SIDS have dramatically reduced in recent years, with one statistic that I read coming out of the UK showing that the rate for babies born to mothers under 20 has declined by 16.5% since 2004. This is largely due to research establishing that a baby's sleeping position and other factors can contribute to the risk of sudden infant death syndrome. This has resulted in safer sleep campaigns being launched to educate parents and carers of babies about these. So, what are the key things that can be done to reduce the risk? Let's start with sleeping position and environment. The first thing is to always put a baby on their back to sleep, not on their front or their side. Research shows that this is one of the most important things to do. It's also good to position the baby with their feet touching the bottom of the cot so that they can't slip down under any covers. And a firm, flat, waterproof mattress with a well-fitted sheet is important. Duvets and loose covers should be avoided. Instead, go for layers of sheets and thin blankets, and keep these well tucked in and covering the baby just to their shoulders, leaving their head uncovered. Those special baby sleeping bags that are a bit like a dress that fasten around the baby's shoulders are also a good idea, but note that a baby must be a minimum weight to wear one. Removing pillows, cot bumpers and soft toys from the cot is also important, as these can be a smothering risk. And being too warm increases a baby's risk of sudden death syndrome as well, so do watch the room temperature. Other things to consider as part of safer sleep for babies are to share a room with your baby, but not your bed. When it's time for you to sleep, the best place for your baby is in a Moses basket or a cot next to your bed, rather than in your bed with you. Particularly if you or your partner smoke, if you've drunk alcohol, taken drugs or medication, or if your baby was born prematurely or had a low birth weight. And make sure not to fall asleep on a sofa or an armchair with your baby, as this has also been shown to increase the risk of SIDS. Keeping your baby smoke-free is also important, because cigarette smoke is a big risk factor. And research has also shown that breastfeeding can be protective. Remember that this guidance is for all sleep and naps for babies, not just at night time. And make sure that anyone looking after a baby is also aware. Grandparents, babysitters, childminders, older siblings and other relatives. Finally, remember that sudden infant death syndrome is rare, so try not to worry about it too much if you are a new parent. Practicing the things that I've just discussed can reduce the risk even further, but the single most important thing to remember is to put a baby on their back to sleep. This has been Health Matters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.